The World Health Organization says the epidemic of AIDS and HIV is spreading faster in Cambodia than anywhere else in Asia. Officials believe as many as 100,000 Cambodians are HIV positive. That's out of a population of 9 million. Among those most at risk are young girls, many of whom are being abducted or tricked into prostitution. One-third of the 15,000 prostitutes in Phnom Penh are under 18. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad recently visited Phnom Penh.
It is always hard to talk about the most traumatic events of one's life, and even harder to do it in front of an audience. But that is exactly what half a dozen Cambodian girls did after being rescued from brothels. They wrote and acted in a play, recreating their experiences. It was performed in towns around Cambodia and filmed by UNICEF. The hope was that other girls would see it and avoid making the same mistake.
I perform in this play because I want to make those who see it understand what it is to be cheated, what it is to believe in promises of good salary and earning a lot of money.
M is one of the girls who acts out her own story and tells it in the UNICEF film. She was 14 when she went from her rural home to work in a Phnom Penh restaurant. There, she met an elderly woman who told her she could help M find better work. M felt she could trust the woman, so she went with her to a house where M was taken to a room and told to bathe and put on new clothes. Meanwhile, as is shown in the play, the elderly woman and the brothel owner were working out a deal. The woman who brought M demands to get her money immediately. The brothel owner wants a guarantee first that M is a virgin, because that makes her worth more to customers. In the end, they agree on a price. For $100, M becomes a prisoner of the brothel, beaten when she at first refuses to serve customers.
She beat me with an electric wire and injured my whole body. Then I said to her, "Madam, stop beating me. I will follow your instructions." I had no choice. I had to follow them.
Stories like this one are now all too common in Cambodia. Over the past couple of years, more and more young girls have been tricked into prostitution. Some girls have even been abducted off the street or in open markets while shopping for their mothers. While no one's sure about the numbers, aid workers say they're certainly in the thousands, and some of the girls are extremely young. Tim Seaman is a children's rights consultant at the Cambodian human rights group Lead Kado.
We estimate from what we've heard that the virgin girls, young virgin girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, from the brothels can be sold to their first customer for a week for $500 to $700.
The girls themselves almost never see any of this. They're slaves of the brothel. But sometimes, Seaman says, abject poverty prompts mothers, both from Cambodia and from neighboring Vietnam, to sell their daughters into brothels, and then, as part of the deal, go with them and make sure they perform. Just recently, Seaman says, four such girls, ages 10 to 13, were rescued from a Phnom Penh brothel. Two of their mothers were also there, and at first, some of the girls were crying to go back. Now, Seaman says, they're adjusting to life as young girls rather than as young hookers. But he says they still bear the psychological and physical scars of having had to service up to 10 customers a day.
They were certainly physically damaged through being forced to service the customers. And we have some, three out of the four. We have medical reports of sexually transmitted diseases and so forth.
The girls have not yet been tested for HIV, but the World Health Organization says more than half the prostitutes tested in Cambodia are now HIV positive, compared to about 10% 4 years ago. WHO's Phnom Penh representative, George Peterson, says young girls in prostitution are at the greatest risk of contracting HIV.
What we see is that children run a higher risk of being infected through sex than grown women, more because they are more vulnerable in their epithelium. They get rifts and sores much more easily than a grown woman if they have sex.
At Phnom Penh's Calmette Hospital, an ochre-colored French colonial building in the heart of town, doctors are already seeing teenage girls among those in the final stages of AIDS. Dr. Omchep Kravut is an internal medicine specialist here. A thoughtful, measured man, his manner is almost despairing when he talks about the AIDS situation in Cambodia. He says about 70% of the patients he's seen who test HIV positive don't even know what AIDS is. Once they find out, he says, they then have to be told how little Cambodia's medical system can do for them.
You see, now a day in Cambodia, not only for HIV, for AIDS, only for the disease in general, we cannot cope. And for the AIDS patient, it's a serious problem.
Actually, for all of Cambodia, it's a serious problem. George Peterson of WHO says AIDS is spreading faster here than anywhere else in Asia, and Cambodia is one of the worst-equipped countries in Asia to cope with such an epidemic. And it is spreading fast. Having started out in Cambodia as a heterosexual epidemic spread mainly through prostitution, HIV has now reached monogamous housewives who got it from their brothel-hopping husbands. But WHO figures show that the highest HIV prevalence continues to be among prostitutes and their customers. Soldiers and police have disproportionately high HIV rates, and some girls who have escaped from brothels say that's because many of their customers were soldiers and police. Lee Na is a young Cambodian woman who was tricked into prostitution, much like M was. She says one of her first customers was a senior police official.
I told him I was in the brothel against my will and asked him to get me out. He said he'd help me, but then he just disappeared. Now, when I see any police, I get angry.
Some Cambodian government officials acknowledge that police collusion has helped child prostitution increase so dramatically over the past 3 or 4 years. But Musa Kua, an advisor on women's issues to the first prime minister, says the government is trying to improve the situation. A law passed earlier this year makes trafficking women and children a crime, punishable by 10 years in prison. But Musa Kua acknowledges there have been precious few prosecutions because the judicial system itself is too tied to vested interests.
At this moment, you can have laws, you can have very severe penalties, but it won't help. You have a very definite social problem. The legal framework is too weak. You don't have an independent judiciary.
And that's something that could take years to improve. Meanwhile, thousands of girls who have been born into and survived years of civil war in Cambodia now find themselves facing a threat that could, for them, prove to be far more deadly. I'm Mary Kay Magstead reporting.